Anyway, so this next speaker coming to the stage, I guess you could call her a returning champion. So she was at like every episode for probably a year and a half, and then she went to Dayton, Ohio to learn and stuff, which is dumb. But now she's back here in Chicago with a degree, and she's going to be back on this stage. This is Shelby Mongan.
Dwight can suck it. I'm going to move this out of the way. So I'm going to do a little introduction, adding on what Eric said, because this story makes no sense if you don't know what I've been doing. So like Eric said, I am sort of a veteran of your stories. I've been doing this I've known you guys for about 4 years now, which is really weird, 4 or 5 years, and have been doing your stories about that long. And I was a regular teller, and at the end of my senior year summer at DePaul, I was getting ready to move. I was leaving my boyfriend. I was leaving my nerds. I was leaving the life that I had lived for the last 4 years and loved. I'm obsessed with Chicago. I love this city. I'm not from here, so I have the zeal that only a convert can have. But I was going to grad school. And I talked last time I was here about failing at grad school. That's another story on the podcast, which you can check out on the Nerdalogs Network. So I was going to do my grad school program, and the 2 years that I was there, I said over and over again, in 2 years, I'm going back to Chicago. That was what I kept saying to everyone. That was my plan. I'm going back to Chicago. So I have been back here now for just about 2 weeks. And when I was driving from Ohio to move back here, if you see the tiny pink car outside, that was filled with everything I own. So very packed in the car, as I was driving down the highway in the middle of Indiana's cornfields, and then soybean fields, and then more cornfields. I kept passing the signs, and they would count down the miles left to Chicago. It was getting shorter and shorter, 120 to 100 to 60, down and down. And I was getting closer, and as I did, I realized that I had been lying for the last 2 years. I was not coming back to Chicago. So you can tell, spoiler alert, I'm here. So technically, I was telling the truth. I came back to the city. But I wasn't coming back to Chicago. The I that was coming back, it wasn't the same I that left. On a very obvious level, I have a degree. I have a new degree now. I have my master's, my blessed, useless master's degree. And I have a lot more experiences, and I'm jaded more than I used to be, but I'm also happier than I used to be, and I'm older, and I've been through a lot more, a lot of good things and a lot of bad things. It's not the same I that left. That I isn't coming back. And the Chicago is not the same Chicago that I left either. Rahm Emanuel's still here, so unfortunately that's still the same. But I literally live on a different side of the tracks now. I live on the south side when I used to live on the north side. And I don't hang out with the same people that I used to hang out with in college. And I don't have the same life that I lived in college. Also, side note, no one told me how good not having homework was. Holy shit! What? I have been missing out for my entire life. It's not the same Chicago. I can't go back to the same places. Some places I can't because the building's closed or the people that work there aren't the same anymore. Even your stories is completely different than the Chicago that I left it with. So there's not an I coming back, and the Chicago isn't the place I'm coming back either. And so I wasn't intentionally lying, but when I thought about it, I realized that I had to flip my thinking. I had to be more authentic to my experience. Charlie, you have to drink now. I had to be more authentic to my experience because at the end of the day, if I was thinking that I was coming back, all I was going to do was be upset and be disappointed that I wasn't going to have the good things that I see with my rose-tinted glasses looking behind me. So as I was on this drive, when I was getting poked in the head with all of my boxes because my car is very small, I decided to readjust my thinking. I was going on my journey to new Chicago. New me, new Chicago. It wasn't coming back. It was a brand new chapter. And so far, it's been pretty good, sweaty, but pretty good. And I'm really excited to be back with all of you again. Thank you.
back, Shelby. We're so happy to have you. You're right, your stories is different. Jim's here now. You didn't need to call him out like that. You know? We all understand he's new. Hi, Jim. You're doing great, buddy.
Oh, no, I'm like, you should even let Jim do it.
I agree. He's better than...
He's always better than White.
Anyway...